Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And, of course, I have with me today my awesome, magnificent, wonderful, and beautiful, talented, loyal co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, beloved. I'm so happy.
Good. I'm alive this morning. Amen.
Yes.
Not that I was facing anything bad, but I'm just happy that God allowed me to open my eyes this morning. So to God be the glory. I think we take that for granted sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get so used to doing our everyday routine that we forget to give God glory for just waking us up this morning. So, yes, thank you, Lord. How are you, beloved?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, this morning when I sent out a few texts to send the number to for some people to call in, and I put on there, you know, to remember that this is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. And then I added this part, remember also that God, well, I said Abba, which is Father. Abba had you in mind when he created this day. You know, that was the what dropped in my spirit, that God had us in mind when he created the day. You know, it's another day in which we can honor and worship him. It's another day that we can rejoice and be glad in. It's another day to give us time to get closer to him and, you know, to become more intimate with him. It's another day to give him the opportunity to perform miracles and healing and deliverance and so forth and so on, and that we are blessed by what he does. So I believe that every single day that is made, God had us in mind. He had us in mind. So no wonder he tells us to rejoice and be glad in it. So to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And so good morning to all of you, our beloved listeners. Good morning to Tamika Shelton, to Joyce and Lester Richardson. Good morning, my loves. God bless you all. Good morning to Teresa and to Denise. Good morning to you all. Good morning to Deacon Thomas Farr and his wife Desiree. Blessings unto you. Isaiah in Pennsylvania, Isaiah in Chicago. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to Deacon Banks. Good morning to Rob. Oh, my goodness. Good morning to Prophetess Kim, Prophet Crawford and his wife Songbird. Good morning to you all. Good morning to Prophetess Dorn and to all of the listeners from New Vision for Life. Good morning to you all. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. So I pray that you will rejoice and be glad in it. Don't let anything keep you down. Remember, and after it is all said and done, you walk in victory. You walk in victory because of what the Father has done. You walk in victory. So we praise God for you. We praise God for the opportunity to be with you today. So blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, would you be so kind? I turn it over to you. You can do your greetings and go ahead and open us up in prayer.
Amen. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you. Again, we're so happy to have you with us. We thank you for taking the time out of your Saturday morning and just supporting us. So we are very, very grateful. And we don't take this lightly, and we know that God has used this show as his platform. And, you know, we always say that this show belongs to him. He chose us as the vessels in which to get the word out or whatever it is that he wants us to share so that people can be blessed and transformed and healed and all of that good stuff. So we don't, we don't take or stand in God's glory for this. It all belongs to him. And so we just want to tell him thank you for allowing this show to be on for so long. We know it's because he's in control and we've given him control. We've allowed him to do what he wanted to do. And so, God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
thank you,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to your marvelous name, O God, for there is none like you. We thank you and we give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're so wonderful. You're mighty. You're awesome. You're all those things, Lord, in the name of Jesus and more. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, Father God, for this show. Thank you for the platform. Thank you for your audience in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray that each and every heart be touched even now, Lord God. Each and every heart be touched in the name of Jesus. But we don't know who may be on here that's having a hard morning, that's going through something that seems so big and heavy. Oh, Father, we just lift them up to you even now, Lord God. And, Father, we just say, have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord God. Have your way in their hearts even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in their minds. Have your way in their finances and their relationships, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have your way on their jobs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. We just say thank you, Lord God, because you're so faithful. You're so faithful in all things, Lord God. You're consistent. Everything, Lord God, that you've promised us, if it hasn't come to pass yet, it shall, in the name of Jesus. For your word does not return unto you void. And so, Father God, we just give you glory, and we thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the hearts of your people, God. I ask that you search our hearts, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Show us where there may be still tiny pieces of glass, not real glass, but the glass is representing hurt. Lord God, show us where there's still small, tiny pieces of glass that is still cutting our hearts, Father God. And it's so small that we can't even see it, but it's still cutting. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask you to show us, Lord, show us, show us, show us, that we may be healed, that we may be delivered and set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we just continue to say, thank you, Father God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Thank you for protecting us overnight while we were asleep. We don't know what may have come up against us, Lord God, but the full armor of God protected us. And, Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your unconditional love in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you never take that away. Thank you, Father God, that you don't look at us and say, well, Tabika didn't do what I said, what I told her to do. She's so disobedient. So I'm just not going to love her today. I'm not going to show her any love today. Father, thank you for not doing that in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for giving me and us another chance to get it right, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, where you called us, if there is any fear, Lord God, I break the chains and the shackles of fear now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. I see people in prisons, Lord God, but it's a prison of fear. In the name of Jesus, I declare people be set free now. Break through that prison. Run through it. Kick it down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. No more fear. No more fear. No more fear. Fear shall not rule us any longer. It shall not rule us. It shall not have power over us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we kick fear in the face. We kick it down now so that we may do what God has called us to do without hindrance and without obstacles. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we love you, Daddy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, I just thank the Lord every time I hear Minister Tabika pray, every time I hear her pray, my spirit gets stirred up. You know, there are some people that pray, they just pray a prayer and that's it, and praise be unto God. And I know that when this woman prays, that she prays from the heart. Everything is in it. You know, there's nothing mechanical about her prayers, and you can hear it in her voice, and you begin to even feel it in the atmosphere. So I pray that as you have listened to the prayer, that you receive what was put in the atmosphere, what was put in the air. Remember that there is power in our tongue. We speak things into existence. We speak things into existence, and there is power in it. And so, therefore, we have to be careful about what we say, even how we say it. And when this woman of God prays, I believe that everything she prays shall come to pass. I just believe it, because she prays the word of God. She prays not only
Hallelujah.
The word of God, the heart of God. She prays. She prays. So I pray that you are blessed, that you are blessed. For the time that we do take in the morning on our radio show to lift you up and your loved ones and people across the world, you know, to lift them up so that they may be blessed, healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Amen, amen, amen. All right, beloved. We had said last week that we were going to this week really come to you as the listening audience. You are the reason we are here, of course, with Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And we did 2 months, basically 8 weeks we did. It was 7 gifts, but we had the introductory week. So it was 8 weeks in total that we taught on your God-given spiritual gifts. And from the comments that we got throughout the 2 months period of time, we could hear and, you know, that people were enlightened, that they learned a lot, that, they learned a lot. They got a better understanding of the gifts and how God created us and so forth. And what we wanted to do this weekend, we really wanted you to share your thoughts with us as what you got out of that 2 months period of time. What did you get out of it? Did it help you at all? Were you able to identify your gifts? Were you able to identify your spouse's gift, your boss's gift, your children's gift? Did it make any change, any difference in your life? And so those are the questions, you know, that we had in mind, and we're definitely hoping that you will take us up on this and that you will press 1 on your keypad and share what did you get out of this. What did you get out of this? It's important. And look, I know we mentioned it last week, and I know that, you know, you probably didn't give it much thought, you know, throughout the entire week, so I'm dumping it back on you right now. But there has to be something that you remembered, even as you think about, man, when you heard some of these things, you're like, my God, that's me. Now I understand why I do what I do or why I think the way I think. And the challenges that we have with each one of the gifts, oh, I need to get that straightened out. You know, I do have that same challenge, and I need to get that corrected. You know, so that's what we want to discuss. Minister Tavika, was there anything that you wanted to say and share?
Yes. Only that when us sharing these gifts and really going in depth with it and explaining what it is and praying that you all really connect it with it. We have heard from a few people saying that they had, and to God be the glory. I just want to encourage you that once you start actually living it out, you'll feel a difference. Like you'll feel that emptiness that some of us have when we say we don't know why we're here, or we don't know our calling, or we don't know why we were born, or you know what it is that we're supposed to do. And once you know, if you were on here for the whole 8 weeks or so, you would get a better understanding of who you are and what it is that you're supposed to do. And even our spiritual gifts, they even roll over to our vocational, the things we do at work, the jobs that we take, or even some of us aren't in the right job field and we're frustrated because that's not our passion, it doesn't connect with our spiritual gifts. And so we may find ourselves even bored or feeling like it's something else that you're supposed to be doing. And so, yes, even our jobs, the things that we say, you know, the our jobs and things that we say yes to, the things that we do, that does not connect, you know, with our spiritual gift. You know, sometimes we can have that feeling of emptiness, or that feeling like I hate this job, or I don't like this job, and you're trying to figure out why, and it's because it doesn't connect with your spiritual gifts. So I'm just, you know, hoping that everyone was able to identify their spiritual gift. And that's why we wanted to hear from you guys today, just to get some feedback. You know, you don't have to go into great detail if you don't want to, but you know, even if you just share just a piece, you know, to let us know. And listen, don't feel the pressure. If you haven't done anything yet, then you know, just let us know that as well. It's no pressure. It's no judgment. Nothing like that. This information was basically given so that it was a door. A open door for you to walk through, so that you can be able to understand why you're here, why you were created, what God has for your life, your purpose, you know, all of those things. So yes, we do look forward, and we really do want to hear from you all. And so, you know, just that's it. Just wanted to hear from you all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So remember, callers, what you have to do is press 1 on your keypad, and we will gladly bring you in and let you share your thoughts. Praise God. We have one, and just hold on, beloved. I'll be with you in a moment. We'll let you share your thoughts. And also remember that all of our shows are archived, all of them. So they are recorded that you can go back and you can listen to them again, and you can share them with others. You can share them with others. So we pray that you will do just that. And I want to say good morning, Joyce. How are you, beloved?
I'm feeling blessed, feeling blessed.
I know that's right.
Amen.
So time for me to talk. All right.
Yes. Tell us what's on your
mind.
Right.
Well, this has just been an extraordinary, wonderful help to me. Okay. My gifting, mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, I'm a server with compassion, and I'm a giver. And mm-hmm. so learning from this, first of all, I was eating it. I was eating up every bit of it, finding out about motivational gifts, and it was important to me to know that everybody, saved or unsaved, had motivational gifts. That was just key. Realizing we had motivational gifts, ministry gifts, and manifestation gifts, learning those different gifts and breaking apart each one of them. And so what I did throughout the week, studying more and more and more, I wrote down my gifts, Tamika's gifts, Left's gifts, as per what I see in them. And then I went back and I went over the people that I have challenges and struggles with, and realized that as I looked through the chart, and I realized that the people who were speaking from the head or from the logical point, that was so key to me. The teacher and the perceiver and the administrator speaking from like the head or from whatever you call that logical thinking versus my gifts are all from the emotions. And it's like, wow, boy, light bulbs were just jumping, just going off and going off and going off. And then realizing it helped with my marriage because we were able to sit down and I told my husband what gifts I saw in him and how that manifests itself. And it's just awesome for me. I hope and I pray that every church would do this. It's so important to set up the foundation, and then when you get new people in the church, you redo it because it's it's almost like being on a train, and all of the little cabooses are hooked on, and because you're walking in one accord because you're speaking the same language, you have the same understanding, and The thing is, for me, this was just the perfect course.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Darling, thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. You have blessed us right now. Okay. Look, it's been wonderful being with all of you today. That ends our show. And
It was just for me. I felt like it was just
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so very much, and continue to share it. And I'm so glad that you used what you learned. I'm so glad you did. That's awesome. I tell you, thank you, beloved. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have another caller. Good morning, Teresa. How are you, beloved?
I am blessed in overflow this morning.
All righty. Yeah. Sounds good. Go ahead. Talk to us.
Well, this series has been most enlightening. And thank you so much for putting me on blast with administrative skills. You know, sometimes we try to hide our skills and gifts under a bush because we don't understand them, and it takes me back to people being intimidated and always asking, well, how do you know that? How do you do that? And without understanding that it was a spiritual gift, it's a gift. That was my answer always. It's a gift. I don't know. But they're just and understanding it, when people question me, why do you always give away things? What is wrong with you? I understand. It's not a problem. It's a gift. And God blesses me mightily to allow the gifts to flow. And I have that been my prayer without even understanding that this was something that God has put within me. And I am just delighted that he has allowed me to be a blessing to others. And it just keeps that circle of blessings going. And I have just enjoyed this. I need to take the test or whatever test to see just where I am, because I would like to know, you know, what where my top three are or
right.
whatever. But it just mm-hmm. kind of all mm-hmm. flows together, so I don't question it. I just thank God every day, put my feet on the floor, and just do as He directs me. And
Amen.
That's all I have to say this morning.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank you so much for
yes.
sharing.
Thank you
so very, very much for sharing. It means the world to us. And, yes, it's great when you understand yourself first and foremost. You understand. And you find out, you know what? I am okay. I am okay. It is all right for me, you know, to do some of the things I do and think the way that I think, because this is the way God created me. And then those things, like I said, that are challenges to us, those things God has given us the opportunity to pray for balance, you know, because he did not make us where we just walk in the positive side only in our life, in our motivational gifts. There are some things that we have some challenges with. And, you know, and he gives us the opportunity every single day that we're alive to be better at who we are. And it is so good. And so, Teresa, you sound happy knowing that you are okay. And praise be unto God. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thanks for those of you that are just coming on. We're discussing and recapping a little bit, or I don't know if we're calling this recapping. Yeah. 8 weeks of training that we did on your God-given gift, and our listening audience is sharing with us this week what they learned, what, you know, what they got out of it, how it made a difference, if any, at all in their lives. And those of you that are here and may not feel that you got anything out of it, that you may have a question, please do not hesitate to press one on your keypad and ask the question. If we don't have the answer, Holy Spirit's got the answer. And we pray that he will download as we share on Heart to Heart. This is where we get to the heart of the matter. I will encourage all of you, I would encourage all of you to get the book, Discover Your God-Given Gift by Don and Katie Fortune. Get the book. And then in the book, they have the assessment. They have the assessment that lines up with everything that is taught here. Unfortunately, they do not have a gift assessment online. They do not have one. When they started out, you know, they were a very small company, ministry, and they never put the thing online. There are many assessments for gifts online. The one that I use that I can coordinate with this book, the one that I use other than what's in the book, it is on our website. It is on our website, newvisionforlife.com. You can go there and you can do the individual assessment there, fill out the information, and you will get a printed report back in your email telling you what your gifts are and so forth. And if you want to discuss that with me, you know how to contact me. You can contact me, and I can help you with that. So the book, again, is Discover Your God-Given Gift by Don and Katie Fortune, and the assessment is in the book. And other than that, go to our church website and do the assessment there, and, you know, you'll be fine. And good morning to you. I believe this would be Stephanie. Good morning, beloved. How are you today?
Good morning. I am great. A little tired, but it's all good.
Hey.
I came in on the end portion, and only heard one, only heard the last one we did, but I went back and I re-listened. And my top is administrator, and I kept saying, I've been with my husband for 20 years, and I kept saying to myself, why are we constantly fucking each other and knocking each other's heads? excuse me, my dogs are barking. I kept saying, why? And I realized after reading the administration that that's why. And so God has showed me the capability of, okay, yes, you are an administrator, but this is what you have to do as a wife. And to step back a little bit and let him do the leading instead of you doing the leading, because you're not supposed to be the leader. Even though I gave you this gift, you still have to step back in this marriage and do what I'm asking you to do as, you know, as the, you know, the wife. So it's been intriguing.
Amen. 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 That is a wonderful testimony. I praise God for that. That is awesome. And again, now, first of all, let me thank God that without you knowing about your gifts, that y'all were able to make it 20 years, plucking each other's nerves. You made it 20 years, even to get to the point now, 20 years later, to find out what your gifts are, and now you'll know how to operate around knowing each other's gifts. And that is a blessing. And, darling, I take my hat off to you. I take my hat off to you to be able to openly say, okay, I see where I was in error. I see where I was in error, and something has to change because you want the next 20 years to be better than the first 20 years. And I take my hat off to you. There will be some people that will get this information and they won't change up. You know, they will have difficulty. And I'm not saying the change is going to be easy, but it's going to be good. It's going to be
good.
It's
also good. And, it's also good, too, to know the gifts God gave you, but also know where you use those gifts.
Yes. Yes. Honey, this is awesome. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Y'all, this is what makes us, Minister Tabika and I, this is what makes us still get up on Saturday mornings and come to come to do this show. I'm telling you, this will do it for us every single time. And see, and that's the thing. That's why every week you hear us talk back to us, because this is all for you. And when you feed that to us, that's where we get our blessings from. That's where we get our blessings from. Praise be unto God. Amen, amen, amen. All right. I'm sorry, beloved. Was there something that you wanted to say, honey?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to highlight the fact that for Miss Joyce and Miss Stephanie, how – you know, Miss Joyce went and she did the assessment for her daughter and, you know, her husband. And then, you know, Miss Stephanie, she realized that her husband, they bucked heads, or, you know, they were going back and forth, and she realized, oh, you know, she saw the characteristics of the administrator, and she said, oh, okay, well, now I understand. Let me, you know, kind of like fall back and allow my husband to be the lead, the head of the household. And, you know, most people, some people will find this information out and still, you know, want to be not, you know, like you said, not change. Now, even though they understand or they acknowledge why something was happening the way that it was happening, but they still, you know, don't want to change. They still want to just leave it the way that it is. And so, as we can see, even the spiritual gifts help us understand one another in relationships, you know, in marriage, when it comes to our relationship with our kids. You know, it was a long time. My son and I did not get along. Even mm-hmm. at a very young age, you know, he was 4, I think, when I realized that we didn't get along. Like, we just did not get along. And I'm like, Lord, what is it about this kid? Like, why aren't we getting along? And, you know, mm-hmm. and I would get on the computer and I would Google and I would see all these things like oppositional, defiant disorder and strong-willed child and all this stuff. But that, at that moment, I didn't know anything about any, you know, spiritual gifts. I didn't know. I didn't know to look that up. But once I did, you know, it was introduced and I'm like, oh, the perceiver. You know, see things mm-hmm. differently. Gotta make sure you understand what it is that you know they're saying, and don't want to be mm-hmm. wrong, and always gotta be right, and see things one sided. And I'm like, oh, that's why we didn't get along. And it wasn't the way that it came off from him. It was disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't that it was because he didn't know how or didn't know what to do with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know to train him the right way to say or do, you know, do the right thing. So now that he's older, I better we get along now.
Mm-hmm.
we get along now. So yes, I'm telling you, just make sure, especially when it comes to your kids, you might think that they're, you know, defiant and all this other stuff that the world would label them as, but it could be their spiritual gift and operation, and we just miss it because we see, you know, the flesh, the natural part of the child. We're not looking past that into the spiritual part of the child. So, yes, it's very important that we figure that out. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Good morning, Minister Sabrina. How are you today, dear heart?
Good morning. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Good morning.
Excuse my voice. I was up through the night with the baby. I'm blessed. I just thought I would share. Minister Tabika is so right. Because I learned the spiritual gifts early on, I was able to get around some of the things she's experienced with her son. But I have mm-hmm. a perceiver in my house as well, and he is 19, and he knows everything. And and what I have learned is because they walk with that, and it's so hard for them to kind of shake it off. I sometimes mm-hmm. have to let him hit the brick wall first. Because
mm-hmm.
as a parent, you want to prevent your children from hitting pitfalls,
right.
Especially when you see they're coming. So sometimes, I mean, when there's no danger, I have to let him hit the brick wall first. And then once it's not working out, I can scoop in, and he's very open to what I have to say. And this is very mm-hmm. minor. For instance, he swears he's a chef. He knows everything because he's watching so many shows. And so you let him have the opportunity to be in your kitchen and cook, and you're looking at what he's doing, and you're like, what in the world? And so one day he wanted to make some spaghetti, and I said, okay, here, chop up the onion. Do you know how to chop it up? I can help you. Oh, no, Ma, I have it, Mom. Okay, I'm watching him chop up the onion. He's chopping up the onion with the skin and everything on it, and I don't know what he's doing, but it's not chopping. And so I had to say, no, baby, that's not how you chop up an onion. This is how you do it. But I had to let him mess it up first for him to be able to receive what I had to say. So now he knows how to chop up an onion. And as far as Lady Stephanie sharing what she shared about her marriage, I've been married, oh, Lord, I think 22 years. I think 22 years. And this gift assessment has helped me early on in my relationship. We got married super young, my husband and I. He was 21, I was 22. And it's kind of like we grew up together in a sense. And at some mm-hmm. point, I got a little bit more mature than he did. And I would get super frustrated because I felt like I was carrying the marriage. And I did everything, but what I ended up learning was because of my spirit. Well, my spiritual gifts fluctuate, depends on where I am in my life. And where mm-hmm. I was at that time, the server was leading. So as a server, you're just a doer. You're going to get it done. And I would get it done, and then when I would get tired and exerted, I would lose sight of I would lose sight of the gift assessment, and I would say to myself, hold up, why aren't you helping me? I need help. I'm tired. I'm this, I'm that. Not knowing I'm not giving him the opportunity to step in and do because I took mm-hmm. it over as a server and not considering where he was in his spiritual gift because his spiritual gift, he's not a doer like that. So it took mm-hmm. a lot of balancing to kind of figure it out, but it also took a lot of arguments to get through that. But had it not been for the gift assessment, I don't know. Well, the gift assessment and Apostle Banks, hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost, let me not disregard him. I don't know if we would have got to the 22 years. Mm. You know, that is how important, it's so important to really know who you're dealing with. And mm-hmm. it can be so informative within a relationship. Things you may have fought over for 5 years, you know, during this gift assessment can really open your eyes and make things straight within a day. So I've said it before. I'm going to mm-hmm. say it again because I want y'all to keep going, that this is a blessing. This is something everybody needs. This is something everyone deals with in every aspect of their lives. And mm-hmm. it's really helped me throughout my years as a mother, as a co-laborer in the ministry, as a minister in the ministry, as a wife, just as a person, as a friend. It's helped me to mm-hmm. better relate to so many people and get things better in my lives. It allowed me to not have chips on my shoulders because I know where mm-hmm. people are coming from, because I know what gift they're operating from. So y'all too, just be encouraged and just keep going.
Amen, amen, beloved. Thank you. Thank you. I tell you, boy, I'm telling you, this is probably one of the best shows that we've had, and that's because you're sharing so much about how the assessment has blessed you and that just really blesses my heart. I really, really appreciate it. And I thank the Father for using me and Minister Tabika. I should have said Minister Tabika and me, using us, you know, to bring this forth for you. Listen, I know I mentioned this before as far as the book is concerned. Besides this book, Discover Your God-Given Gift, they have Discover Your Spouse's God-Given Gift, Discover Your Children's God-Given Gift. They tell you how to even identify, you know, these gifts in children 2 and 3 years old, how to identify, because, of course, they can't answer these questions, but they will tell you how to identify them so that you can know how to raise them according to their gifting. The thing about the book with Discovering Your Spouse's Gift, in there they have they have scenarios with the couples with a couple with the different gift that, you know, each partner has a different gift, different primary gift, and they have situations on how each person would look at that particular situation and how that gift would minister to that or respond to that. It's very good for helping you with counseling as far as for, you know, being able to show and tell a couple that may come to you for questions or solutions, you know, to their problems, and you'll be able to show them with the gifting how to adjust to be able to accommodate each other. and so forth. So I definitely encourage you to do this. Also, Joyce can tell you, I just love her, I tell you. The five love languages, I encourage every couple do that. That's an assessment that'll take you 10 minutes maybe at the most, 10, 15 minutes, if that long. But discovering your love language, and that tells you how, that will tell you and your spouse what it is or how to speak to your, not just speaking, what to do to your spouse, that they will equate that to love. I'm having such difficulty getting this out, that they would equate that to you loving them. Some people like words of affirmation. You know, they want to be told that they're doing good, they look good, and so forth. So it's being affirmed. That's something that they want to do. Others, they want quality time. You know, they're not concerned about, you know, you telling them things. They just want to spend quality time with you. And that means a big deal to them. That means a big deal to them. So if you are a spouse that is a workaholic, and you don't take time to spend with your spouse, that to her equates you, to her or him, that equates you don't love me, because that's her love language. So for you to carve out a specific time to spend with him or her, your spouse, that says you love me. Another one is, let me see, we did affirmative words. Quality time. Look, I'm trying to remember. I had it in my. Wait a minute. I know. Let me see. Wait a minute, Teresa. I'm looking. Did you just press your button again, darling?
No.
Okay. All righty. Okay, because my switchboard lit up here. Okay, let me get to Joyce, because Joyce knows these things. Let me get to Joyce. I'm trying to remember what they are. Okay, Joyce, honey, help me out here.
All right, it's gifts, physical touch,
mm-hmm.
acts of service.
Right.
Words of affirmation and quality time.
There you go. Okay, so gifts. That is the gift giving, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The next one was what?
Physical touch.
The physical touch. That's a person, you know, they want the hand holding, a hug. When you go past them while someone is sitting at the table, just reaching out and touching their shoulder, all of that says to that person, you love me. That says you love me. The acts of service, when a wife, if her love language is the act of service, and the husband makes a cup of tea, washes dishes, vacuums the floor, you know, things that people would automatically say that the woman is supposed to do, but when he does this, that is an act of service. That's her love language, and it says to her, he cares about me. He cares. You know, even when he's doing the yard work, painting a house, whatever the case may be, if his love language, if the love language, and listen, that goes two ways. And I'm saying her love language being the act of service, and he's doing these things, and that is saying that he cares about her. That's how she receives it. If his love language is the act of service, and he's still doing these things, he's doing these things because he loves you. When a man takes the trash out, when a man does the yard work, he's saying, baby, I love you. Now, that may not, and for the woman who doesn't have the act of service as her love language, to her, he's just doing his duty. He's supposed to do that. A woman whose love language is the act of service, she's saying, He loves me. He's saying I'm doing it because I love you. So these things are so good. There's so many things, you know, that we are doing, and we don't realize the effect it has on our relationships. So, Joyce, thank you very much, honey. Thank you for giving. Say them one more time so that the folks will get them. Give it to me one more time.
The giving of gifts, physical
mm-hmm.
touch,
mm-hmm.
words of affirmation, quality
mm-hmm.
time, acts
mm-hmm.
of service by Gary
Amen.
Chapman.
All right, by Gary Chapman. That's who that is by. Amen. Amen. Look, Joyce is also, she is my walk-in library. I think all of these years, I think every book that I've mentioned on here, Joyce has gotten a book, and she is our walking library. She is a living testament of this show. She really is. Mm-hmm. Joyce, thank you so much, beloved. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All righty, darlings. Okay. So, again, this is Apostle Etta Banks, your host here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter with my awesome co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. And today we are doing the recap or the takeaways for the spiritual gifts. I want to do something. Because in the book, it also shows you biblical characters and their spiritual gifts. So, you know, we've just dealt with us. We didn't go back and do the biblical characters. But I want to show you how in one verse, first of all, when you read the Bible and you understand these spiritual gifts, you'll be able to see some of the gifts coming forth, and it'll help you to understand the authors, the writers of the book. It'll help you to understand them better. Some of the gifts are very obvious. Others are implied. Others are implied. And I want to give you one verse right now, and let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And in this one verse, there are 8 characteristics of the perceiver in this one verse. So this is a biblical perceiver here, and this is from the book of Luke. This is from the book of Luke, chapter 3 and verse 8. Chapter 3, verse 8. And let's see here. It says, bear fruits that are deserving and consistent with your repentance, that is, conduct worthy of a heart change, a heart abhorring sin. And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you that God is able from these stones to raise up descendants for Abraham. Now, this is the, and I wish I hadn't told you what the gift was, but I already did. I told you this. His gift is that of a perceiver, and in that one verse, I'm going to tell you what it is. Which one of the characteristics of the perceiver came out in that one verse. First of all, he wants evidence of repentance. The perceiver encourages repentance that produces a change of heart. And he said, bear fruit that are deserving and consistent with your repentance. So, and conduct that is worthy of a heart change, a heart abhorring sin. That right there tells you, you know, that the perceiver does not like sin. The perceiver wants you to repent, evidence of the repentance. So that was one of them. The other one was that he operates boldly on spiritual principles. He's telling you quick, this is what I'm looking for. That's it. I don't like sin. Don't get carried away with it. That's the perceiver. The other, he is frank and blunt in what he has to say. That's gift number nine. Characteristic number nine is frank, outspoken, and doesn't mince words. That's what happened there. He speaks persuasively. That is number 10, the 10th characteristic, is a very persuasive speaker. Then it says reveals blind spots. Number 12, let's see here, is eager to see his or her own blind spots and to help others see their own. Remember here he said, and do not begin to say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you that God is able for these stones to raise up descendants for Abraham. So he's saying there, you know, and revealing the blind spot. Don't get carried away thinking you're all that. You know, don't do that. Then the next thing is he dramatizes. He dramatizes what it is that he's saying. He feels the need to verbalize or dramatize what he or she sees. The dramatization would be where he's being very dramatic about God being able to take stones and raise up descendants. And then he has a strong opinion. All of this, very opinionated, very strong, and he will not deviate from that. So that was eight of the perceiver's characteristics in one verse about Dr. Luke. In one verse, and there were eight characteristics. And as you're reading the Bible, see if you can pick out some of the traits of the different biblical characters, and see if you can pick out some of the motivational gifts. It'll help to bring the word even more alive. And it'll take you some time to do it, but look, you can do it. So I thought that was very interesting. And like I said, we did not go into all of that when we were sharing with you, but it is there. It is there. Amen, amen, amen. Mm. Well, but go ahead, beloved. You have something that you'd like to share, darling?
No, ma'am. I was just saying amen, and I'm just, my heart is glad and happy and ecstatic about all the testimonials that were given. And yes, I just want to say thank you, everyone. It's good to know that people were touched, and you know, this information helped you all. So to God be the glory, because He is getting the glory. So amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And do like Stephanie did, y'all. Go back and listen to what you missed. Go back and listen so that you can share with others. Send others to the archived teachings so that they also can be blessed. Well, that is our time today. Darlings, I love you. I thank God for you. And listen, for tomorrow, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. May you be blessed. Know that we love you, but no matter how much we love you, know that God loves you more. Take care, be blessed, and we'll see you back here next Saturday. And for those of you, please join us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Again, you can go to our website and get the link and join us on Zoom. Take care. I love you, and have a blessed day.
God bless.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as He does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
I think the last one I saw her was when she jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge. And I couldn't even remember the name. And I told you, my favorite movie of all time was Meg Ryan. Mm-hmm.